This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But especially people of London, because guess what? We're coming to you on September 15th at King's Place as part of the London Podcast Festival. And guess what? Tickets are on sale right now at tcgt.com/live.
Tom, guess what? Usually we do two shows. They both sell out. This year we're doing one show.
Mm-hmm.
You do the math.
Okay. One's less than two.
Yeah. Half.
So buy your ticket soon. This will be our only England date, I believe. We are probably going to do a show in Edinburgh, but nothing else. So don't sit on your hands trying to keep them warm when they should be online buying tickets.
Tom.
TCGTE.com/live. Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
This week,
mm-hmm.
I am minty fresh.
Is that true? I'll have to take your word for that.
Well, I mean, I had some tater tots before I got here, but before the tater tots...
tater tots with cheese. You're certainly not minty fresh.
Yeah, but you don't know. I've been doing this, the midday brushing your teeth at work thing. I've become one of those guys.
Oh.
Yeah, I was always like,
boss. I'd fire you for that.
Why?
Why? Don't bring your toothbrush to the office.
There's a separate office toothbrush I have, Tom.
And you leave it in the bathroom? What if somebody fiddles with it?
What kind of workplace have you been working?
And you still brought a toothbrush to the office once.
Yeah, that's true. And I put it in the cabinet.
What cabinet?
In the bathroom.
Are you working out of a home now?
No.
There are cabinets in the bathroom?
Yeah. What kind of low rent garbage places do you work?
I've mostly just worked hunting bounties.
Oh, yeah, you're on the road, so you just never brush your teeth.
No, I never. And
who has time?
It helps me blend in with a criminal element, too, because that's a sure giveaway. You know, they're like, look at this guy's bright white teeth.
Oh,
he's
pearly
a cop.
White. Yeah.
Kill him.
Breath doesn't smell like rotting, decomposing corpse.
Cut him from groin to neck.
Mm. That never happened to you?
No, not even once.
Wow.
And thankfully so, Tim. I don't know if I'd survive something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. You're a pretty resilient fella, Tom.
I hate when...
Our differences, but I think that you'd survive being sliced from your groin to your neck.
Man, I hate in movies when, like, they do that and they, like, somebody's guts fall out. It seems like it's still...
What movies are you watching?
Like horror movies and war movies and stuff.
Where somebody gets cut and their guts fall out?
The Incredibles 2 it happens in.
I don't doubt that.
You haven't seen it yet, so you don't know. Yeah, there's a scene where they get one of the bad guys and they're like, haha, now you've been defeated, and they cut them open. It's
Craig T. Nelson's character?
Yeah, all of them. The whole family. They're all in on it.
A bunch of sickos.
Yeah, a real bunch of sickos. So you've been brushing your teeth at work.
Yeah, after lunch. It's nice. Tom,
mm-hmm.
it's life-changing. It's more than nice. It's the best. It's the best decision I've made in the last decade.
Well, that's not saying much.
Got married, lovely wife. She's great. Best person I know.
But that was still only the second best decision I made.
I would say the toothbrush at work is the second. And toothpaste, Tom. Not just toothbrush.
Yeah, of course, and toothpaste.
Yeah. Feels great, Tom.
What are your coworkers? How do they feel about this?
They're fine with it, man. They probably love it.
They probably. So nobody's commented negatively or positively?
Guess what, Tom? What? Open up that cabinet. My toothbrush isn't the only one in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. We got a dang office full of toothbrushers in there. What's wrong with it? I don't understand why you're scoffing.
You know what? I like kind of scoffed at the basic idea of it. But there's something about, I don't want my toothbrush ever being somewhere that I don't have complete control over.
Yeah, but I don't make enemies as quickly as you do.
All right, well, that's fair, I guess, because that's a lot of trust.
Well, I mean, what do you think? Somebody's going to, like, put it up their butt?
For a start.
But why? Why would they do? Would you do that to somebody's
toothbrush?
Because
of who you are, Tim.
A great man?
No. I guarantee, like, there's...
A respecter of everybody?
I don't know. I can't imagine that you're able to, like, keep up a facade at work all the time.
I'm a lovable crank. I'm a bit of a crank, but I respect everybody.
Yeah.
I'm not unfair telling anybody off.
I don't know. I've always been, like, in general, disgusted by, workplace bathrooms, no matter what.
Well, this one's clean, Tom.
No, I've worked in ones that are clean, but I would still, like, walk in on and, like, hear and smell what people are doing in there.
Yeah, it's a bathroom,
much like
Tom.
when The Rock is cooking.
He smells what you can or you smell, can smell what
I
he
can
is
smell.
Cooking. Yeah.
I can smell what my coworkers are cooking up in the stall, and guess what? It's poop.
Yeah, I know, Tom, but
and pee pee.
That's every bathroom. I don't understand your point. I keep my toothbrush in a case, like it's covered,
okay. That's
and then
a little
that's
bit
put
better.
In there.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's I don't know. It's just it's cleaned more it's used more regularly than my bathroom at home.
Rectally.
I don't like you very much, Tom. I mean, we're friends.
Did you start doing this because you saw other people doing it? Or did you start it and now other people are?
I saw...
Are you a leader or a follower is what I'm getting down to.
At a previous job, Tom, and this is the thing. We had large bathrooms where, like, numerous stalls and urinals...
Nice.
And then a deck of sinks. A bunch of sinks,
okay.
Right? And I would see people, like, carrying a toothbrush with them and brush their teeth with, like... When somebody's like peeing at a urinal like 5 feet away, and that's what I was like. All right, you people, stop it! Like
you're
it's
sick.
You're better off just not like. Yeah. There's active particles in the air right now.
Yeah, everything's going all over the place.
But this new this job I have now, it's a single there's two single bathrooms, and they're like just regular bathrooms. They have cabinets. They have nobody is doing their business feet away from me, and it's clean very regularly. So, long story short, at the other one, the more communal, like public bathroom kind of situation, those people were creepos. What are you putting in your mouth, you creepo? Get out of here. You should be fired. I went to HR about each and every one of those people. But this, you know what?
I think this guy's a sexual pervert.
Yeah, I went in the cabinet at this new place looking for pills, and I saw a bunch of toothbrushes in there with people's names on them. I was like, oh, I see. A lot of salespeople were, and they got to look
at it.
Yeah,
not have bad breath.
Yeah. And I was like, let me give this a shot. Tom, best decision I've made. Second best decision. I married my lovely wife last year. It's great.
At my old job, there was a bathroom like very close to me, like a single use, and we had to burn it.
Very wasteful.
a single stall, single toilet bathroom that was unisex. And one of the like higher up women at the company would always use that bathroom and not lock the door. And I was always the one who like opened the door without knocking or anything.
Well, how many times do you have to?
Oh, I would go to the bathroom like 30 times a day.
Anymore. No, before you just start knocking.
I mean, it didn't happen that often. It happened.
You know, this story reflects poorly on you, not the woman.
No, I'm just saying. Because she like would when I would open, all right, Yeah, sure. Maybe this is going to put me in the best light. But A, whenever I'd open up the door, she would scream. So okay. Then a whole office would see. And mm-hmm. It was like a bathroom that was like facing out to the entire office.
Right. That's not enough. One time you think, I opened the door. There was a woman in there. She screamed. The entire office looked. Maybe from now on. Give just a little.
No, because listen, I use that bathroom all the time. And like this would happen one out of 1,000 times, but I would use the bathroom thousands of times.
A day?
Not a day.
Tom, your diet is atrocious, by the way.
Says the guy who just had tater tots.
Yeah, it's dinner. It's called dinner, Tom.
Yeah, they're vegetables, you idiot. She would always like scream about it. And then, you know,
as if she was doing something very private and some doof walked in.
Exposed to the entire office.
What in tarnation's going on in here?
No, and I'd always immediately be like, oh, my God, sorry, and close the door. Mm-hmm. And then, like, and that, to me, is the end of it. But then she would always, like, come over afterwards and be like, that's okay, it's not a big deal, and, like accept my apology, I guess. And that always, I was, because then people would be like, oh, why'd she come up? What was she talking about? Then I'd have to like explain to somebody. I was always just like, no, it wasn't like, it was an accident. Like when I said I'm sorry, I'm not like apologizing for something I purposely did. You don't need to like accept my apology. It's assumed you accept my apology.
Is it though?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like the apology wasn't very sincere.
No, it was
You were embarrassed.
I was sorry that it happened.
Right. You were sorry if she felt offended that you invaded her privacy for no good reason.
Just lock the door.
Or just knock on the door.
No, I don't like knocking on bathroom doors. I like going in them. You can't hear. When you knock on a door, you can't hear the person inside half the time anyway.
What are you talking about?
You can't.
This is not based on
science.
Just
lock the door in the first place, and you save everybody a big headache. And listen, I've forgotten to lock the door tons of times. I don't hold that against anyone.
Okay, good. But you're holding it against this woman for not locking the door.
Yeah, lock the door.
You just admitted to the same mistake that she made.
Yeah, but I'm not accepting people's apologies when they're like, oh, sorry.
Also, door's closed. Single stall bathroom.
Yeah.
If you're not knocking before you open the door, what's wrong with you?
Why? What?
Because there might be somebody in there.
Lock the door. I know if somebody's in there because they would have locked the
door. There's nothing worse than when you're in the bathroom and the door is locked and you hear somebody jiggle the handle. It's just like, just give a quick knock.
I don't care. I don't see the difference.
Oh my God, did I lock it? And it's like, oh, thank God. Or did the lock take? You know, sometimes you don't lock it hard enough.
Well, but if somebody knocks, then I still have the same
disrespectful
panic.
Tom.
I never claimed to be a respectful man.
Tom, I have a good mind to take this to an online poll.
What do you mean? Oh, like a poll to listeners?
Should you, if it's a public space, single stall bathroom, should you knock if the door is closed, or do you just go up and try to open it to a vote?
Right. Let me ask you another question, Tim. Do you lock the door when you're brushing your teeth in there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, see? Because you don't want somebody to walk in and see you doing something very embarrassing.
If I'm in the bathroom, Something
arguably more private than urinating or defecating.
However, I don't like when people brush their teeth out in the open. That should be done behind closed doors.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good. Then we found
anything that is primarily done in the bathroom, unless it's your spouse.
Right.
Just it's lock the door.
Yeah.
I guess I'm with you on that.
Okay, good.
But
we found some common ground.
Yeah. Lock the door.
And the common grounds, it's tile. It's bathroom tile, the ground.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, what are we talking about this week?
Tom, the glitz and glamour of the silver screen in your own town? Yeah, that's right. Movie theaters.
Oh, wow.
Where can you see Hollywood blockbusters? Hollywood movies. I thought those only happened in California. You're saying you can, I can view them in my own hometown?
Yeah, it's like a movie star is coming to visit your own town.
Yeah. Many of them, sometimes 11 or 12 in the same film.
13.
Yeah.
Sometimes just 8.
Mm.
We're talking about movie theaters.
Yeah. Some of, used to be some of my favorite places in the world.
Yeah.
Now, just a source of nonstop anxiety.
Why is that? I feel like if anything, movie theaters have gotten better nowadays.
I know, but society has gotten worse. Or my awareness of things that could happen in society.
Okay.
I'm like, anytime everybody gets up, I'm just like, what's going on? What's this character doing?
Oh, you're
just
like afraid of mass shootings and
yeah, mostly. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting better with that. You know,
well,
like,
Tim, you're just being stupid. You should be afraid of those everywhere, not just in movie theaters.
That's true.
Oh, except if you're outside of the country.
Right.
In which case, don't worry about it. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Okay, but, you know, I love a movie theater. Tom, you go to the movie theater all the time.
Yeah.
All different kinds of theaters.
Movie theaters, mostly, though.
Yeah, yeah, but you got IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
You got the AMCs, the multiplexes.
Mm-hmm.
You have the little boutique guys that'll serve you, you know, the Alamo Drafthouse or the Nighthawk Cinema, that a little...
dinner and a... And
yeah.
A show.
Hey, you like art house movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like hearing somebody chewing in your ear for 40 minutes of a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Slurping a soup, ordering more drinks. Then go to these places.
They don't serve soups at those places, Tim. Nobody wants to eat a soup in the dark.
Some people like it. There's some real sickos.
What other types of theaters?
IMAX theaters.
Yeah, you already said that.
What else we got, Tom?
Porno theaters, Sam.
Do those exist?
I think now...
I think Giuliani got rid of all those.
I think now, yeah, they're all just like, maybe you're lucky if you find a single stall type place.
Yeah. Okay. Lucky.
The theater.
Be sure to lock the door when you're in there.
Yeah.
Single stall.
Well, unless, you know... You need somebody to come in for it all to work. Yeah, I guess there aren't any porno theaters anymore. What?
Yeah, just... what? Okay, this is a very quick diversion.
Uh-huh.
So Pee Wee Herman got busted, right?
Right.
But it was a theater...
Paul Rubens got busted. Pee Wee Herman is a fictional character.
Okay. He was in Florida, right?
I'm not aware of where
he
it
went
was.
To a theater that was showing
pornography,
filth, smut,
yeah,
pornography, adult films,
mm-hmm.
And the cops
screw films,
right? Stag films. the cops ran in a bust.
Yeah,
and it was like anybody who's doing,
or like anyone who's trying to bust.
Yeah, exactly.
You're under arrest.
Now, was that like a theater that like structured like a movie theater where there's just like rows of like 20 seats?
Yeah.
And, like,
I don't know if there's like popcorn stands and stuff in those places.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going based on like what TV and movies have told me.
Yeah.
That it's like, usually they're small, but yeah, that it's like a regular
like
theater.
A critic screening room. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Usually like, a little more worn.
But what if you go in there and it's like a full house? Like it's opening night of the Avengers in there.
They usually don't show Avengers.
No, but like the equivalent. The
sex Avengers.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't.
You've been called that, right? A sex Avenger? Oh, no, wait.
That's not. I don't think that there's ever like a big rush to see the movies playing in these places.
Yeah. But...
I think the place is the attraction.
Okay. Well, it just seems. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of. I don't see the appeal, if you will.
Well, it was back when, like, not only was there no internet, but there were no, like, video rental stores. So it was, you know, if you wanted to see pornography moving,
What about like those film strips? Didn't they sell?
Yeah, but then you'd need like a projector.
Yeah,
and
perverts
stuff.
All had projectors.
Yeah, but if you're like a
perverts in the 70s and 80s, they had a whole mess of like weird technology.
But if you're a pervert and you're also a family man. You can't be like, all right, honey, I'm just going to go to the attic and set up the old projector for a while.
I'm going to watch movies of when I was a boy.
Yeah, no, they're just for me. Don't you come up. And then later be like, I only want to watch two minutes of them.
As long as you lock the door.
Yeah.
Then you can do anything.
You can't lock attic doors, which is probably a good thing.
Well, if you're the man of the house, Tom, you can install a lock.
That's true. You can bring a padlock or something.
Yeah. That's what you want to have installed. That wouldn't raise any red flags.
But we're not mostly talking about porno.
No, I think that was the quick diversion.
It wasn't so quick.
I wasn't clear. Yeah, you just kept trying to... you tried to push it to places that I wasn't comfortable with. And we'll have an off-air conversation about that.
I look forward to it.
What other types of theaters are there, Tom? Yeah, whatever. We covered them all. Who cares? Movies, everybody knows. Drive-ins. There's drive-ins.
Oh, yeah, drive-ins. Let's not talk about drive-ins yet, though.
Okay.
I want to talk about like the general experience of going to see a movie.
The opening night.
Not even the opening night.
Okay. Any night or day.
All right. Let me ask you a few opening questions.
All right.
Your thoughts on...
I haven't been sworn in yet.
Your thoughts about going to see movies alone.
I used to be dead set against it.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, Tom?
No.
That's all I want to do.
The majority of movies...
I love doing things with my wife. We have a great time going to movies together. But if it's a movie that she
Tim,
doesn't...
Is everything all right at home? You have to keep defending
If there's a movie she doesn't want to see, I don't want to make her sit through something, I will happily go alone.
What do you want to see that she doesn't?
Stag films. Yeah.
No, I think it's...
Ironically, it's the movies that I shouldn't go see alone where it's like...
Scary movies?
No, like...
Romantic comedies?
No, there's like a cartoon I want to see. You know, like, yeah. I want to go see the movie Coco, the Pixar movie. Yeah.
Oh, I'll go by myself.
Yeah, exactly. And then
it's raining out. I better bring a trench coat. The majority of the movies I see nowadays, I see solo.
Yeah, no, a lot of people saw it.
No, not as much. Yeah. Because
Tom, you're living the dream. Can I just say something?
Okay.
The only reason I want a job with a non-traditional work schedule is because at this point in my life, I cannot imagine anything better than going to a movie at 11 a.m. A first run movie in like a nearly empty theater.
Sometimes I go like opening day to like an 11 a.m.
Yeah.
showing.
Oh God. I want to do that every day of my life. Sorry.
You,
go
you
on.
Should, I already said I don't like seeing movies with people. I was going to say you should, play hooky and come.
I mean, I
don't want you to.
Yeah,
Nothing against you. Fine. I just don't want anybody to.
It's fine. You want that Paul Rubens experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
would just harsh your vibe.
Yeah. I mean, I work for myself, so I don't have to, report into the man. And especially with...
Sucks that your job's such an asshole. Oh, your boss is such an asshole. God.
You want to take that one again?
You work for yourself, huh? Sucks that your boss is such an asshole.
Oh, you're editing this week. You'll probably actually clean that up.
Yeah, well, we're not. They won't hear this part either.
Yeah, censorship.
And back in.
Yeah. So I don't work traditional hours. I do, but I don't have to. And then.
Wow. I do. What a hero.
Especially nowadays. Well, I do it for the country, Tim. Nowadays with MoviePass, which we'll talk about in a sec, I can just go see movies during the day. And it's great. It's so like going, like I still like to see like big movies where like I know other people I know are excited about them and want to go see them. like, sure, I'll
Shrek. Like Shrek.
Like, yeah, if they finally make a new Shrek movie, or the Minions films, I'll organize a bunch of friends to go see him. Mm-hmm. Not a bunch, like one or two. Yeah. Anything more than that, it's just a pain in the ass.
You know what? Why
one
coordinate
or two's a pain
anything?
In the ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember when last year a group of us went and saw Get Out?
Yeah.
It was stressed out the whole time just because,
yeah,
like...
it was like 30 emails back and forth.
Yeah, and then inevitably somebody's late and you're saving seats, and if it's at night and it's a popular movie, you're the jerk, and it's like, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Don't coordinate anything ever.
Saving, like... it would be fine if you're in, you know, like if it's a big group and you're saving one or two seats. But like, yeah, I've been in situations where like four people are supposed to go to a movie and then like two people will be like, oh, we're going to be late. And it's like, that's like.
That's not critical mass for us to go in.
Yeah,
and...
we can't like claim 100% more of our land here. Come on, you're stretching us real thin. Yeah.
Maybe if people were just. On goddamn time for things once in a while.
That was my this was years ago, and this was friends, and it was like 3 days before the person was like, well, I'm always late, so we'll be late. It's like, what? Are you out of your mind? Like, why is my time less valuable than yours?
Yeah.
So you want me to save a seat so you don't have to get here
on
time.
Seats.
Don't save seats.
And most theaters, they...
not even for your wife. Be like, you came late. Sorry.
I saved seats for my wife, Tom. Wow. We're very much in love. for you to imply otherwise is wildly irresponsible.
All right. CD boy. Tim, this is one of those topics where I'm overwhelmed. I got too much to talk about.
I know. You're all wound up.
Yeah.
I'm here to bring you back down to earth. You had. I feel like you had a line of questioning that you abandoned.
Oh, yeah, going to see movies by yourself was one of my questions.
Pro.
Oh, snacks. Do you buy snacks at the movie theater? Do you sneak snacks in, or do you fast?
Let's be clear, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and age. You barely had to try to, quote, sneak snacks in.
Yeah, right? Like, what changed? Is it just that we're going to movie theaters, like, in a city now instead of the suburbs? And
they just don't care.
Yeah, they just don't give a shit. They're like, no, too many people come through here for us to care. Whereas, like, when we were teens in the suburbs, of course, you're going to go after teens more.
Yeah, if I was in a position of authority somewhere where like teens came,
I would
hassle teens all day. I'd just try to ruin teens' days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. They're our future.
It's true.
Yeah, that's why I want to keep them on the straight and narrow, I guess.
Yeah. You want to teach them important life lessons about cheating.
Yeah. I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn, they should just ban. The fact that popcorn is the like default classic movie snack is a sick joke that somebody played on society. I don't know if
it
was
just you have,
Mr. Lowe's.
You have missile philomionia or something. What do you have that you don't like sounds?
Misophonia or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like...
colloquially called Jerk's disease.
Tom... what to you is acceptable about, you know, you're watching a film, someone's got a bag full of popped corn, right? Mm-hmm. And they're just rooting around in there, rustling it.
People aren't rooting around.
Go to the movies.
Well, maybe at first to make sure there's not a hole at the bottom.
Maybe not at 11 a.m. in your empty theaters, your perfect life where you can go to an empty theater. Crowded theaters, people are rooting around, people are chewing with their mouths open. Popcorn is the worst food because if you can eat it two ways and both are so obnoxious. One is like the one kernel at a time and they're always so proud of themselves. Like,
I'm eating slowly.
Yes. And then the only other way that people eat it, they take... They root around for a while, get a huge handful, and just smash it up against their face.
Yeah, that's the way I do it.
Yeah.
Because then when you leave...
they, like, fall on the floor.
Well, I was going to say, then when you leave the theater later that night, you have a nice little treat, and you have some in your pocket. If you have, like, a shirt pocket, there's a few popcorns in there.
We should make... you know those newfangled babies' bibs that are, like, rubber? And they come out and they have a thing that catches the food comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
We should make adult sized ones for animals who go to movies and eat popcorn.
I think you can probably just buy like a horse feed bag and repurpose it.
Yeah, but it's got to stay open.
Horse feed bags are nice, Tim. They're usually leather.
It's just these people are eating popcorn with like so. Like it seems like such an effort. It's like, aren't you even watching the movie? How are you paying attention to the movie if you're making this much noise?
Effort.
I don't understand.
All right. Well, what's your personal? Do you buy snacks at the movie theater? That's what I'm asking about. I don't care what you think about other people.
Don't you though, Tom?
No, because
I
think
you
should mind your own business
you?
And let people enjoy their lives.
I'd love to mind my own business if people would respect my personal space.
Wait until things are on Netflix then and just stay in your house.
A lot of the movies don't come to Netflix, Tom.
Well, they all come to like iTunes or Amazon or whatever.
I pay to see a movie. I'm a proud movie pass.
I thought you were going to imply that you were sneaking into these movies.
I've only snuck into one movie in my life.
Which was it?
The Informant, starring Matt Damon.
That's like a song. You were an adult when that happened.
Yeah.
Why did you sneak into that?
Because I could.
All right. And who was impressed by this?
I impressed myself.
I'm trying to look up the name of the movie that I snuck into. Hold on.
Was it The Informant?
No, it wasn't The Informant. It was when I was a young man, a young boy.
No, I respected the rules. I didn't want some jerk to yell at me when I was a teen. I usually buy snow caps, Tom.
Because they don't make any noise?
A little bit of that. And also, like... when else are you going to eat snow caps? Where else in society?
They sell snow caps at my supermarket.
Yeah, but like, are they pushing it as hard as they're pushing it? Is it front and center the way it is at a movie theater?
No, that's very true. There's not like a snow caps aisle, if that's what you're implying.
Tom, as a teen and in my early 20s, I was always a Sour Patch Kids boy at the theater.
A Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah. Have you had a Sour Patch Kid in the last decade?
Yeah, they're like inedible.
My God. That like eating a full box of those will kill you, right? It'll just like burn a hole in your stomach, probably out to the outside of your body. It'll look like a gunshot wound.
It might. I can't find this guy.
I know, and you're not engaging at all, Tom.
No, I'm trying to look up this movie.
I'm trying to talk about snow caps over here.
Yeah, I can't find it. It was, I forget what movie we had originally gone to see as teens, but it was the movie that Terry Hatcher was naked in for like a second.
Wasn't Terry Hatcher in like two movies? How hard was this to look up?
But it was at peak, I don't know. I couldn't find it when I was looking at it.
On IMDb?
Yeah, on IMDb. Oh, but Terry Hatcher from Lois and Clark and like, you know, we were like,
she
probably
played
like,
Lois or Clark?
We were probably like,
Terry Hatcher, he played Clark.
But like we had heard rumblings like, oh man, Lois is naked in this movie.
Yeah.
And we were like, we should go see this movie, but it was rated R, you couldn't get in. And also like
restricted.
We weren't that interested in seeing it that we would have bought tickets. We snuck in, sat down, within 5 seconds the scene happened. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And then we got up and left. That's the only time I can really remember sneaking into
that
a movie.
Really reflects well on you, Tom.
I was but a young boy. I don't like sneaking into movies just because I don't like coming into a movie that's already been playing for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't understand these people that do that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll catch up. It's like, yeah, it depends on the movie. Mostly.
The last movie I saw, somebody like, I would hope they were sneaking in, they hadn't bought a ticket, but they came in, that man, I was so annoyed because this was reserve seating, and there was a
oh my god. sir, I reserved a seat.
Sir, can you show me your ticket? No, it was reserved seating, and I like carefully picked out a seat that I was sure nobody would sit next to me. And to the left of me was like a wall.
Nice.
And a guy came in like an hour into the movie starting. And so I was like, oh, this person's like obviously sneaking in.
Yeah.
Or a dummy that they bought a ticket like for a movie that's been playing for an hour. Sat down next to me and promptly fell asleep and started snoring.
Nice.
No, I was furious.
What movie was it?
I think it was Deadpool 2.
Oh, man. How did he fall asleep with all the...
You know what? Honestly, I don't know how he did fall asleep because it was in 4DX, which we'll talk about.
Four dimensions, extreme.
Yeah.
Four dimensions, comma, extreme.
Which means the seats move. There's water and rain. So, like, every once in a while, there would be, like, an explosion of water in our faces. And he'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then promptly fall back asleep. And I was just kind of like watching him like slowly slide off the chair as like the chair is going crazy moving around. And the whole time he's just.
Like, I mean, that seems like arguably more entertaining than the film Deadpool 2, right? Watching a sleeping man get thrown around in a moving chair.
It wasn't sad. Like, I kept waiting for, like, all right, sooner or later, this is going to, like, literally throw him onto the floor, and then that's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
But it, like, stayed right below that satisfaction threshold the whole time.
Just to the point where, like, you couldn't hear Deadpool's quips as good.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom.
Yeah. Well... Tim, I'm not going to accept your apology because I don't need to.
I'm sorry if that man snoring offended you. I'm sorry
saying,
if you were
Tim,
offended by a man just trying to get some sleep in this hustle and bustle world. You know, sometimes people just need a break, Tom. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/completeguide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so we say we're going to talk about MoviePass. Explain what MoviePass, because a lot of people don't know what it is.
MoviePass is a subscription service. You pay $9.95 a month.
Yeah.
$9.99 a month. Look.
And to prove this isn't an ad, we will stipulate that this company is going to be out of business any day now.
Yeah, and they're garbage. Their customer service is garbage.
Oh, yeah.
But they send you a card in the mail.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if there's an offer code.
They send you a credit card in the mail, or it looks like a credit card. Fits
no,
in
it
your
is. It's a MasterCard.
Yeah, okay. A MasterCard. And that that allows you to go to most movie theaters.
Almost all of them.
Yeah, and see up to one movie a day.
Yeah.
For free. You've paid your subscription fee. You go, you pick
one
up.
One two-dimensional film for
free. Yeah, no bells and whistles. Tom can't see his four-dimension extreme shows there.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to see a movie, you show up. And you get a ticket for free, and then you go in.
And the technical way it works, because this is kind of like an interesting workaround.
I know you think it's way more interesting than it is.
Is that the card doesn't work normally? When you're within 100 yards of the movie theater or whatever, you check in and you say, "This is what I'm going to see," and the app goes, "All right, we unlocked your card. Don't buy anything else with this card. God damn it." Just buy the movie ticket, and then you go and buy the movie
ticket. So they know the theater you're at. You have to sign in and say, I'm going to go see this movie at this time. They know how much the ticket costs.
Roughly,
if it costs $14, they'll load up your card with $14. Mm-hmm. And then you go and say, one ticket to this, and they just swipe it like a regular credit card.
Now, so like there are workarounds or hacks. I mean, it's not really even like a hack. It's like breaking the rules completely, where you can like do that and then go buy like the same amount in like Swedish fish or something.
Yum.
Yeah, but you would have had to have like bought a ticket some other way to get in, so it's kind of like doesn't really work.
I do take a look. Like, look, hey, is this company probably gonna go out of business soon?
No.
Yeah. Do they try to diversify and like get new streams of income in ways that might be helpful, but then they go and invest in a movie like Gotti, the worst reviewed movie of all time? Yeah, they do that.
Because that's their whole thing. Like, it's such a weird, like, they originally were like, oh, well, here's our business, because it doesn't make sense that they're not in cahoots with any of these movie theaters. Now they're in cahoots with like a few of them, but originally it was just like, oh no, I mean, they're just paying the full retail price of those tickets. But yeah, now they're diversifying into being like, well, we'll invest in movies like Gotti and then we'll like, let me rewind. Originally they were like, well, we're going to have all this data. We'll be able to sell this data to the movie theater. So I'm like, well, I don't know how like, me going to see Avengers Infinity War and you paying the $17 for my ticket, I don't think that information's worth $17 to Disney.
Yeah. Disney's like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
A third of the U.S. population saw that movie.
Right.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, man, this guy saw it? Oh, wow. All right.
But they do look.
And they did, sorry to interrupt, they did have like some controversy because, and I think this was like legitimately misstated, like the CEO during a conference or whatever was like, yeah, but we have like, we know where they were before and where they're going to afterwards. And then of course people are like, whoa, 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 what do you mean you know? And then it had to be revealed like, no, we don't. Like, God, we wish we did, but we don't.
Yeah, but like people, I do think I hear this a lot, on other podcasts where they're like, there's no way to
You're
make money on
to
this.
Other podcasts.
Yeah. To steal ideas from.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like, we should talk about MoviePass.
I only listen to this one.
they people are a little too harsh. Like, they're so stupid. There's no way. Look, this thing has, like, if you go to a movie in New York City, mm-hmm. And I only know New York City because I'm a coastal elite, so mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on in flyover country.
Who knows? Who cares?
They're probably having relations with farm animals out there, for all I know.
Yeah, that's the new movies.
Yeah. Oh, they probably just got VHS tapes out there, right? We hate them.
Yeah.
God, they're so dumb. Elites. They're so dumb. It's a good thing none of them have figured out how to download podcasts.
Yeah, sure is, or else our goose would be cooked.
Yeah, no, they're at best maybe talking on Razer phones at this point.
Listening to ham radio.
Yeah.
And going, hey, where's the ham?
But if you go, yeah, they love ham, too. They love to eat.
Well, to Can't be fair, I love ham.
Yeah, I love to eat. I just had tater tots for dinner. you go to a movie, literally everybody who is going to see a movie is paying with MoviePass.
In New York. Well, because especially in New York.
Only in New York.
Oh, hey, you're telling me.
Yeah.
The theater that I go to most often, the Regal Cinema at Union
Ooh.
Square.
Ah, yeah, Regal.
Meant for a king. They don't have matinee pricing. So if I go to see an 11 o'clock movie, it is $17.25.
Wow.
Which means with MoviePass, as long as I see like...
one movie every 2 months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then I'm ending up ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So like it is, and movie theaters, I think, are reluctantly admitting like, yeah, we're actually getting a lot more traffic in here.
Well, and especially for the longest time, all these movie theaters have said, like, oh, we don't make any of the money on the tickets. We make money on concessions.
Right. And MoviePass claims to have data, like mm-hmm. survey data, that says that MoviePass customers will spend more at concession
Which
stands.
Makes sense.
Which I never, like, yeah, then I'll be like, eh, you know what? I'll pay $4.25 for a bottle of goddamned water.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
I
got in for free.
Get into this.
So what their business model basically is to squeeze the theaters to get to have
critical mass.
Yeah, to have so many people coming into the theaters and spending so much on concessions that MoviePass can go to the theaters and be like, hey, we're gonna turn off MoviePass at your theater unless you give us a cut or give us a cut of the concessions.
Yeah.
And if they're like, no, and they'll be like, okay, well, everybody has MoviePass. We'll turn it off at your theater, and they'll go
Which
to the other theater
done.
Across town.
Yeah.
And they'll do it. So, you know, it's not a bad business model. It's like extortion, or, you know,
yeah, basically.
Straight up extortion. But like, hey, that's what happens. You get
that's New York.
Hey, it's a tough city. Love
hey,
hey, hey. Can't get out. So anyway,
yeah.
For people to be like, oh, they have no business model. Like that they're trying to hold people hostage here. That's yeah. that's their business model.
Well, and they're
love it or shove it, that's what it is. Hey, and that's the straight dope from Tim. And then we'll put the stinger in.
I'd like to hear a podcast called Love It or Shove It starring Tim.
Love It or Shove It starring Tim. The straight dope straight into your ears.
That would be the subtitle.
Yeah.
And there are competitors now, namely, like as we're recording this, AMC announced, what's it called? AMC like A-list stubs?
AMC stubs A-list. And it's like, just call it AMC Pass.
Or AMC Club or something. Yeah. Not AMC stubs A-list. where it's $20 a month, but you can only see 3 movies a week, not 7.
I'm out.
But you can see movies multiple times. They don't care. You can see anything, 3D, IMAX, whatever, and you can buy tickets in advance. That's by far the biggest detraction to MoviePass.
Yeah.
That you can't buy online in advance. You can buy in a theater in advance, which, like, you know, is a pain, but like if you wanted to go see a movie tomorrow if tomorrow's opening day and you're like, oh, it's going to sell out, you can go there earlier in the week and buy a ticket at the machine, and that works fine.
Yeah. Tom, also, MoviePass frequently just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And their customer service. It didn't work for me one time. I was going to see Oscar winner The Shape of Water. I wound up having to pay for the movie.
Oh,
sick. Because MoviePass is down. And everybody was like complaining to the staff
it was, like,
at the
down
movie theater.
For everyone, yeah.
Yeah, and the people at the movie theater were like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, are you going to buy a ticket? And they're like, MoviePass is down. Why is it down? It's like, that's not our company.
Yeah, I'm not MoviePass.
Yeah, are you going to buy a ticket? Because otherwise you have to, like, get off the line. Because
I always, like, kind of hide my MoviePass card at the theater.
Yeah,
like,
who cares?
But I always kind of feel like they would be like, eh. Like, I had...
You're afraid that, like, I don't respect the cinema where you chose to make your living.
I've had... two problems. One problem I had were, like, I bought the ticket and everything went fine at the kiosk, and then it I think it was just literally out of paper, and it said, like, you know, you have to go to the like, your sale went through, don't try and buy another ticket, but go to the theater to get your ticket. And I explained that explicitly to the person, and then they were like, nah, I tried to sell you another ticket and it wouldn't work. I'm like, I told you. I already bought a ticket. He's like, you have to talk to MoviePass. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you.
Tom, you got into an altercation with a service employee? No. There has to be more to the narrative. Oh, you didn't respect somebody who was...
No, he kept doing what I told him not to do,
oh,
basically.
My God. Oh, no. Somebody disobeyed you.
Somebody stopped me. Because... No, because regardless of the card, if I handed,
this isn't a time to settle petty gripes against specific service employees that you feel wronged you.
His name
you're
was
gonna, yeah, you're gonna dox an usher from the movie theater. Is that what you're trying to do?
Look, his name was Marty, and no, I was because I basically had to tell him, like, ignore the fact that it's MoviePass. It has nothing, like, it's not. Like, if I handed you a card and told you, oh, I just bought a ticket with this Visa, you wouldn't just automatically try and sell me another Visa and then be like, it wouldn't go through, call Visa. Right. Because when I did explain it literally the third time, he was like, oh.
Did you demand to speak to the manager?
No, I don't do that
stuff. Did you call 911?
Shut up. That was one problem. And then another problem I had, which was a MoviePass thing, like, I walked over to the theater, went to see a movie, and it was like, you've authorized too many devices. I'm like, what? I've had the same phone for almost 2 years. I'm like, oh, I don't have another device.
Why you think this is interesting? This specific problem is beyond me. Yeah, there was a glitch, and you couldn't buy a ticket.
When I emailed MoviePass about it, they were like, we'll make a one-time exception. I'm like, a one-time exception? It's your fault. Oh, boy.
Oh, did you get their name and try to
No, because I know it's not
get them fired? You know how when you like fill out a support ticket for something, like you get that email back, like, oh, we're looking into this. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, and I hate that.
I sent one of those... To,
I hate that, except when I don't get one. I'm like, did they get it?
Yeah, I filed like a support thing with MoviePass after that Shape of Water incident, and I got one of those emails back, and it just said, go screw, dickweed.
Go screw, you fish pervert.
Yeah. They don't care about customer service.
Go jack off to a goldfish for all we care. All right, I have a few other... Oh, I think I actually got through a lot of these things. The nicest theater I ever saw a movie in was the MPAA theater in Washington, D.C., like the lobbying organization.
No,
like
they're
the
not a lobbying organization.
Well, the lobbying wing of the organization is in D.C.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's where they get a bunch of prudes in a room and be like, rate these movies. Yeah. Say who's not allowed to see these movies.
Yeah.
The Motion Picture Association of America.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to see a movie in there. Whoo! That's a nice... It's very small. The whole thing was red velvet.
You
and
know
I'm
what?
Not talking about the cake.
Well, I wish you were talking about the cake.
Oh, yeah. I wish I was, too.
No, I don't want anybody eating cake while I'm trying to watch a movie.
A cake while I'm watching a movie.
I'd rather sit in a cake watching a movie than listen to people eat a cake. Saying happy birthday.
I also really like the movie-going experience in Thailand, where they have, like, multiple tiers. And I bought the highest tier, which was still, like, $5 American. Mm. You get to go.
And did you say more important because I'm American?
No,
and I
it was
respect
implied.
Any of
they
you?
Knew.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'll get to later on when that became an issue. first off, you get to like exclusive access to this lounge, which is like a bar and has like massage chairs and stuff. Mm-hmm. You get to hang out there. And then it's like actually too nice of a like. You're in like,
oh my god, it was too nice, Tom.
No, you're in like reclining couches and they give you like silk blankets and stuff. Like, I'll just fall asleep if I'm doing that. And like, you can press a button and like a waiter will come and you can be like, yeah, give me this. But the thing that I did not like, which I didn't really realize until it was happening, was beforehand they play the Thailand national anthem and like show a bunch of like pictures of the king and you have to stand up and like pledge allegiance. Mm. I was like, what? No, I'm not getting. They're like, no, god damn it, you get up and do this. Like, they will cart you off right now. I'm like, no, I'm an American. I'm not going to stand for anybody.
Well,
they convinced me by convincing me that the king, who's now deceased, is a very nice guy.
Yeah. Hey, So I'll pour one out for the deceased king of Thailand.
Do you remember, here's the difference between seeing movies here
and a woman seeing a man seeing a movie no. and a woman seeing a movie.
No. And seeing a movie in England is in England, you have to bring your own 3D glasses.
What?
Oh, maybe you've never come across this.
No.
Oh, my God. The first time I came across this, boy, I was befuddled.
Yeah, that sounds befuddling.
Because the glasses are like $15 when you have to buy them.
You can buy them at the theater?
Yeah, you have to if you didn't bring your own.
You know what? I'd prefer They're that. The,
no, you
to,
wouldn't.
Because like, you go to a 3D movie now, how many greasy, pimply-faced
They clean them.
Do they?
I don't know if they clean them, but they...
And also, who's in charge of cleaning them? Those service
Probably
employees
a real
hate.
Important person.
Yeah.
Oh, I never even thought that they clean them at the theater. I still assume they, like, sent them off somewhere,
but
that doesn't make any sense.
To real 3D headquarters.
Yeah, I mean, they come in a plastic sleeve. I don't know. Anything that comes in any kind of plastic, I assume, is, like, sterile.
Yeah. No, they just take them and put them in a plastic bag. Probably reuse the same plastic bags from earlier.
No, I keep
that
the
they
plastic
pick
bags.
Up from the floor of the theater.
Disgusting. Yeah, maybe I'll start bringing. I probably still have somewhere. I saw the first Thor movie in 3D in England. It came out there early. That's not why I was in England. I didn't fly over there for it. But
Nobody accused you of this, Tom.
But I had to,
you seem mighty defensive, though.
But I had to buy the glasses, and they were so expensive that I was like, oh, I'm keeping these.
And they were like,
They were like, yeah, it's the idea. You bought it. But I have them somewhere. Maybe I should start bringing them to theaters so I don't have, as you put it, pimple grease all over.
I don't like the 3D movies.
I see a lot of movies that pimply people see, too.
I know. Like, almost exclusively, Tom. Yeah. I have been breaking out after every movie. I don't see those movies. The one thing that I really liked about when we saw a movie together, you and I, Tom, in London, we could reserve our seats. And that was before, it was, we saw Cabin in the Woods. You remember that, Tom?
Yeah, that was great.
And we reserved our seats.
Before that was a commonplace practice here. It's still not commonplace, but it's offered.
Yeah, and everybody there, like we were the only ones in the theater at the stated start time.
Right.
And
everybody else came 5 minutes in.
There were like 45 minutes of commercials, like not just trailers, like straight up commercials,
like Coca-Cola commercials.
And everybody knew, and everybody, like, apparently there must have been some like way that you could tell when the actual movie was starting,
because
like 2 minutes before the movie actually started, everybody came in and like everybody knew. And I was like, fascinating. Like, that's something I'd like to get in on. Missing
knowing
not,
when the movie starts.
Not being forced to watch a bunch of commercials. Trailers, yeah, I get
sure,
it. That's
whatever.
Fine. Commercials, keep it before the start time of the movie. Yeah. Don't tell me a movie starts at 7:15 and I gotta watch a Coca-Cola commercial at 7:18.
Right.
It wasn't part of the deal, Mr. Lowe's.
I get mad though. The past couple of movies I've seen on like maybe not opening night, but like opening weekend. Mm-hmm. And the people that talk during the trailers, when a lot of times these trailers are like, you know, half the reason why you're there. It's like the first time this trailer is being shown. Keep your mouth shut during the trailer. During the commercial,
fine. You
don't
care about movies. You just care about what movies are coming next. You like trailers and you like the post-credit scenes.
Yeah.
The movies themselves are irrelevant.
Yeah, I should probably just start going, like, come for the trailers, go have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Come back, see they have the post-credit scene, so I know what's coming next.
Yeah, you can figure out what happened during the, you know, Tony Stark and another man fought.
I think you're thinking of Captain America or Thanos. I guess you're right. It could be multiple men.
Yeah, you could come up with in your head. It's more fun that way.
Do you ever sneak alcohol into a theater, or do you ever order alcohol in theaters that have alcohol?
I think I have. It just makes me have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's why I'm like kind of.
And also, like, I don't necessarily need to, like.
I don't need to drink to have a good time.
No, but like, I do. Unless there's like something compelling there
look,
to keep my
look,
attention.
Look, I either need to drink or watch a movie to have a good time.
No, but like if it's like Tom, you and I like hanging out. Like I need to drink. We've had a million conversations. Like
you need
look,
to take the edge off.
Yeah, exactly. Watching a movie, something that was like lovingly crafted to like entertain somebody. Like yeah, I think I don't need to be impaired to enjoy that.
Well, you didn't see Justice League.
No, I did.
You need to have a few stiff drinks to watch that schlock.
Yeah. And one time I ordered a meal during a movie, and I didn't like it. I just couldn't. I didn't want to be a part of it. It's like, I can't be a part of this system.
Yeah, I feel like I've actually kind of, like, when the theaters in New York that started having, like, dinner and drinks first started, I was all about them.
Yeah.
And now I'm like not as much about them.
Well, it's also like, I don't know. I like my main problem with movie theaters is like they still want too much going on.
Yeah.
Like it's like the furthest thing from an immersive experience where like you're just paying attention to the movie.
Right.
And like to me, the perfect theater is like, the perfect theater is a. Like a comfy chair, like really good sound,
to
and
me,
like
the perfect,
really good picture.
To me, the perfect theater is the theater of the mind. It's my own imagination.
Mm. My the perfect theater is gazing
theater.
into my wife's eyes.
Yeah, because even like going on a date to one of these like movie. I don't know. It feels like you're kind of like, look, I don't want to like see a movie and have dinner. Like, let's combine them so we can all get out of here quicker.
Yeah.
But I do like.
And the poor wait staff has to like duck and like run and like, I don't know.
I don't think they have to run.
No, they're like duck. They're hustling and like. And I get mad if they're not hustling because it's just like, come on, I'm trying to watch a movie, man. You're rattling
like,
dishes around.
I hadn't really thought about it. Like, I had a bad experience once at an Alamo Draft House where the food came out literally like an hour and a half into the movie. And my meal.
Of an 80-minute movie.
No, I'm.
Classic,
you know what?
Take a long walk off a short pier situation there.
I'm not even going to. I don't know what the time was, but I know that by the time the movie ended, the majority of the theater was still eating. Like it was bad. And I didn't complain or anything. Oh, and then like...
Did you call the police?
I called the police. I called 911. No, like the credits rolled and then the credits were done and the lights were on and nobody in the theater had gotten their bill yet. So like nobody could leave.
That's a hostage situation, Tom.
Yeah. That's why I called 911.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like a bad situation, but like you give him the bad. I've been there plenty of times and had a great situation. So it's like, I guess something got screwed up. And me and my date were talking to the, to the bartender at the bar about it afterwards. Because, you know, they're always like, oh, how was it? And we're like, actually, not that great. And they were explaining like the logistics of those meals. And
somebody has to make that food in the kitchen.
No, but basically explaining like, so yeah, at 8 o'clock, there are like four theaters starting. So basically like 600 tickets go into the kitchen at once, maybe even 800 tickets. And it's like, oh man.
Movie tickets?
No, the order
ticket
tickets.
From Last Action Hero that sucks you into
the screen. Yeah, so it's like, oh man, that's crazy. What does that kitchen look like then? Who knows?
You know, that's a cook's probably. Too many. Tom?
Yeah.
We're out of time,
yeah.
But I feel like there's more. We might have to do a part two, a movie theater. We might have to do a classic sequel.
Well, and what would be more appropriate?
Yeah, because movies have sequels, right?
Sometimes. Yeah. Not all of them.
But all the good ones.
All right. If you like the show, check us out at tcgte.com. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on those six. Your pal, Tim.
And if you want to support the show, you can check out our Patreon at tcgte.com/pledge and our Amazon link at tcgte.com/Amazon. Yeah.
Go to our show.
Go to our London show, September 15th at 9:30 p.m. Tickets on sale at tcgte.com/live.
Yeah. Tom,
mm-hmm.
What was the most bizarre, or what was one of your most memorable movie theater?
One of my most memorable, and I didn't even go to the theater, is I just remember as like a very young kid, I guess actually probably not even that young. It's probably actually too old now to think about it. I think it was probably like 12, and me, my dad, and my brother were going to go see Peter Pan at the movie theater, but maybe I was younger, maybe I was like 10, but I was like 6, so I couldn't go. And I was like, hey, can you get me popcorn? Can you bring me back some of that movie theater popcorn? And my dad didn't, and I was very upset about it.
That's the worst.
Which is completely understandable, because how insanely overpriced. Like, I would never buy somebody popcorn at a movie theater and bring it to them.
Yeah.
No, of course not. And if I eat too much movie theater popcorn, I get a very bad tummy ache.
Oh, man. Maybe yeah. You should cut back.
I've been trying to, but I can't.
I went and saw The Founder at this theater in Queens.
Yeah.
That, like, we drove to.
And it Michael was, Keaton?
Yeah.
About Roy Kroc.
Roy Kroc. Ray Kroc? Ray Kroc. We did it. It was like this rundown theater that was like, it was just like one of those two screen.
Yeah.
And it would like hadn't been updated since, it was Saturday night. And it hadn't been updated since like the 80s. Everything was like ripped and like,
yeah.
The seats were all creaky. Half the seats like you couldn't sit in. It was just a bunch of elderly people. And they didn't even dim the lights that much when they showed the film. And this is like a year ago.
The back. We can't see.
Yeah, and everybody, the entire film, was just having full voice conversations with each other. Like, with the people they came with, but also with other people in the theater.
Nice.
Who, like, they presumably, like, you would have thought they knew each other. But no, yeah. They were just commenting on the, like, oh, that dress is really pretty. Yeah. You know, I used to have a dress like that. Like... Just and for some reason, it was a movie I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was just like, this is the best. Oh, also.
Yeah, you should have joined in.
Part of the movie wasn't on the screen. Like, it wasn't centered right. and so it's like also off kilter. So the part that was on screen wasn't even entirely in focus. It was bad, but I had a great time.
Wow. I'm glad to hear it.
I just love life.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.